How are you? The
Good
bridge.
afternoon, Chair.
Afternoon, colleagues. Afternoon.
Afternoon, okay. Chair.
How is everybody?
We're all okay, Chair. And how are you?
Recording in progress.
We are fine.
Great. How is the bridge?
Chair.
How is the bridge?
The bridge is still standing. It's the weather I'm getting used to.
Okay. Yeah. No, great. Are we correcting?
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We just need one more. But I suspect, Chair, we may be able to just start the meeting solo. Oh, there's Mr. Chafta coming in. So we are now, Mr. Chafta, AIC, we are now correcting.
Oh, it's coming in. Okay. Good afternoon, colleagues. Thank you very much for attending the meeting, which is a difficult thing because others are supposed to be traveling back to their homes or places of deployment. And it's a Friday, the end of the month. It's the nature of our committee which has been given the day Friday for it to be able to sit, unfortunately. Nevertheless, let me appreciate that we have made this time to be together. The end of September, our last meeting was a meeting which was relating to a briefing by the Office of the Auditor General on a matter that involved that office, which I think, as we sat on the day, was handled quite appropriately. The only thing which is still hanging on, which I have to pursue sometime next week, which the office must take note of, is to pay that visit, which we were promised to the Lokwethu family. I on the same matter, I received a call from the DAG advising on the current steps taken to finalize all the aspects that related to their CPO, which last week on Wednesday underwent the DC process, and seemingly it was finalized and communicated this week in terms of its own outcomes. Those are internal arrangements. What is only outstanding now is the detailed plan, which is going to assist to direct critical actions after that the meeting. It's only two matters that we have to deal with. I want to check where that is. There's a new member, Honorable Matafa. We want to introduce a new member of the committee on behalf of the ANC in attendance.
Yes, Chairperson.
She present, yes.
Good afternoon, Chair. Good afternoon, honorable members.
Afternoon, yes.
Indeed, we have a new member in the name of Maria Miyoko Matuba, and it's a pleasure that we introduce her to the committee. And we're looking forward to working with her, and we know that she's going to make valuable contribution to the success of the committee. Thank you very much. She is on the platform.
Well, thank you very much, Honorable Matafa. Welcome, Mayor Matuba. We hope that you'll be always there to be representative in the committee. The committee itself is not a loaded committee. What's happening here? Just trying to take off this last name. So you are very more than welcome, Mayor Matuba, and you'll a pleasure in joining us. And from time to time, I will make a call on pertinent matters that relate to the committee. More than welcome. Thank you so much. Colleagues, the agenda, which is itemized in front of us, we are meeting to have a consideration of a correspondence which has been referred to us, as it has been the case normally when we start the period of getting to a new year in terms of our bodies, the finalization of a remuneration. Hello?
Chair, it's Comrade Matafa.
Yes, Comrade Matafa.
I just wanted to check something, if you allow me.
Okay.
Chair, I think maybe for administrative purposes, the item of apologies is omitted on the agenda. So I just wanted to find out from yourself if whether will you make an exception that we check who is not in the meeting so that for purposes of minute taking, we are then able to record those particular apologies. Because from my side, I also have one from Comrade Mlenzana, who might join the meeting late. He is struggling with connectivity. As we speak, he is still trying to find a location that he's able to connect and get full signal on his devices. I just wanted to check that one, Chair, the issue of an item of apologies on the agenda. Thank you very much,
Chair. That's fair, Honorable Matafa. That will have an item as apologies, though I was still outlining the items in the agenda, then we can make that amendment as part of the agenda, where we'd have to note apologies after the introductory remarks by the chairperson. So can we have that amendment, Honorable Mr. Peter Paul, for our consideration? Peter Paul is currently in London. There's a final day for him, though he's still going to assist the committee up until the finalization of the placement of an individual to assist us. He is, as I said in the last meeting, is on a study approved for his master's degree, which he is doing in the UK. And we wish to have him all the best in his studies and to find a way away from home. So we are pleased that he has managed to even set this meeting while he is in the UK and literally under the new king in the United Kingdom. So Honorable Mataf was making a proposition that before the adoption of the agenda, we have an item after the welcoming and apology. Oh, there is apologies there. Welcoming and apologies. Peter Paul, you are getting into the Brits in a funny way. Apologies is a standalone item, Galugo. You don't have it conflated with the welcoming remarks.
Yes, Chair.
Are there any other apologies except for Honorable Mlenzana?
Yes, Chairperson.
Connectivity. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Chair.
Yes.
Apologies, I'm in transit. It's Honorable Sonyana. I just wanted to put an apology for Honorable Mengde, who's the standing member, but she has sent me as an alternate.
Okay. No. Let's note that apology, though such apologies must be sent as well to the administration for the administration to officially note such critical apologies. Nevertheless, let's appreciate that we note such. We have been with you in a number of instances, in a number of meetings in the recent past. Honorable Sonyane, you are welcome. Is there any other apology for us to take note of?
Chair, there is certainly one for the record. That would be Mr. Singh. He sent a written apology, apologizing because he's out of the country at the moment. So that's the only one we have received on our side.
Okay. Can you then
don't hello, Chair.
Hello.
Chair. Let me also apologize.
Note that I'm in and out because of this connectivity. Like I'm
Mlenzan. I'll shout up and down, you see. Paramusi stand to a conduct of fire up a bonus and then like honorable chapter has done. So
I'm constantly breaking.
Honorable Chair.
Chairperson, you can't hear me.
I hear you. I hear you well, and I've heard you that you are going to be in and out because of connectivity. That's our problem recently. Let's accept and appreciate that you are in, and we hope that the meeting is going to pass enough so that colleagues should escape any hiccups in terms of problems that we have in terms of load shedding. Honorable Jafta.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I was also saying I must apologize in advance because I'm on the way. I can break any time, but I will continue logging in as long as it is possible for me to do so.
Thank you for advising us. Thanks, Bauchafta. We hope that at least you would manage. This is not going to be a very long meeting, colleagues. I'm sure we'll escape that. Thank you very much, colleague. Can we note those apologies? Others are upright apologies for absence, and others are disturbances based on the current environment in terms of losing connectivity. Let's appreciate that they're part of the meeting, and let's as well pray that they won't be disturbed further to be pulled out of the meeting. Thank you very much, colleagues. With your acceptance, then, taking that we have adopted the agenda, as Honorable Meritafa has indicated earlier on with that amendment, and therefore we continue in dealing with the first matter on the agenda, which is a report of the Standing Committee on the Auditor General. This is a report which relates to the decision that we took at the time when we had a receipt of a letter which was referred to us by the Office of the Speaker. On the basis of finalization of remuneration of public office bearers, wherein the AG is part of those who ought to be decided likewise. That's the report as flighted at the in front of us. Colleagues? This is the determination by the president for the remuneration of the Auditor General, which is in line with all Chapter 9 institution heads of a 3% raise of salary, which is going to be backdated from the month of April 2021. So I don't see it from this summary, 2021. That's the recommendation which we have to approve as referred to us. If you get into the context point two, section 7(1) of the Public Audit Act 25 of 2004 provides that the Auditor General is entitled to an annual salary and such allowances or benefits as determined by the president from time to time by notice in the Gazette and approved by the National Assembly. The president reported as follows. The Independent Commission recommended a 3% increment for all categories of public office bearers, including members of the independent constitutional institutions for the financial year 2021-22. He further reported that he had accepted the recommendation and intended to determine a 3% salary increment for all members of the independent constitutional institutions for the financial year as per notices sent to the National Assembly. And the committee consideration, though the reference is for the 15th of 2022, a meeting here today on the 30th of September 2022 as the Standing Committee on the Auditor General, and we are considering the item as referred to us as a proposal to approve the intended determination by the President of the Republic in relation to the Auditor General of South Africa. That's the recommendation, honorable members. Your consideration is after you have received your own 2%. Is there anyone who wants to contribute? I don't see hands here.
Can you hear me, Chairperson?
Why not today?
Ukota.
Umukota, the over Mamukota. Now, we'll submit Zalomachin off
about.
Okay. No, fine. Honorable Kota?
Yes, Chairperson. I think our response should be that given the fact that there was a debate around it, those people were assigned to look at the remuneration of office bearers. And after debate, they take it to the president. And the president didn't see anything wrong with it. Even ourselves, because it's a procedure. We don't think we should actually be a stumbling block in that process because they've looked at all the pros and cons of it. That's so the chapter 9 institution must be. My proposal is that let's accept it, Chairperson.
Definitely. That's the proposal from Honorable Mamuzo Kota. Honorable Hussein?
Yeah, Chairperson, I apologize. I was not at that meeting on the 15th of September. But nonetheless, I think that all of us as members are familiar with the background on the on this issue before us. The only comment I would like to make is to say that I think the 3% increase is, I think, fair and reasonable under the circumstances, especially the economic circumstances of the country. So from our side, I think there is no objection to us supporting the principle of the increase of the 3% for the Auditor General's office. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Lucent. Honorable Matafa?
No, Chair, I think I'm covered by the two honorable members. I'm also in full support. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you very much. Do we all agree, colleagues? Are there any dissensions?
Agreed.
Agreed.
Thank you very much. I wanted to hear that voice. That's right. So the first items is true. So there will be the time that we'll have to make the same presentation to Parliament. When that time comes, we'll have our own reflections on the same matter as various parties when it's tabled for parliamentary adoption. Thank you very much. The item has been adopted.
Thank you.
Mr. Peter Paul.
Yes, Chair. Please go ahead. I am just locating this document and I'll flight it now. I think I have found it.
Okay, that's it. The second document relates to the item which deals with the Auditor General's frame and the detail of a defined work as expectation. And the draft is in front of us, which indeed begins to have that indication, and the date when it has been referred and worked out was the 2022 March, and the itemized areas as per expectation, they are derived from the Public Audit Act and the constitution of the country as to how it takes the role of the Office of the Auditor General of South Africa, and how it as well is structured in terms of and the outlook from the AG to the DAG, who is an accounting officer in that instance, and the role which reflects to the general scope of work for such an office overall. I hope that colleagues have read this itemized note, and if there's an area which is not clear or the additions, I would allow your inputs if there is anyone want to say anything. Honorable Hussein, is it the new hand or the old hand?
It's an old hand, Chair, but I wanted to just raise one question, so I'll use the same old hand for the new question, with your permission.
No problem. Your hand is your hand.
Yeah. Chair, I was just wanting to understand, is this document just for noting, or what is it that we're expected to do here? I have no objections to the content. Because as you mentioned, that it's derived from the different pieces of legislation and so on. But what is it that we are expected to do in respect of this item? I just needed some clarity there. Thank you.
Okay. It's a responsibility of the committee to have a clear outlook of what is expected from those who have been assigned the duty in the Office of the Auditor General in an objective instance. So we are party to the structure of Parliament, which ought to decide on such. And if there's any other thing that would want to add or amend, so it's therefore not necessarily for noting, we can make such additions as required, or we can make omissions as looking into the scale of referenced matters as they are part of this document.
No, thank you, Chair. Can I have a short follow-up?
No problem.
So thank you, Chairperson. That clarity was very helpful, because actually what I wanted to ask was, what is there actually an opportunity for us to be able to make input in respect of the content, and this is what I wanted to suggest. I think one of the problems that we have currently, Chairperson, I think most members of the committee will agree, The AG's office does an amazing job. I mean, there's no question about it. They do a great job, and the reporting is fine. There's very little one can actually fault the office for. But you'd recall, Chair, recently there was that additional powers that the AG's office was given in terms of recovery of irregular expenditure and wasteful expenditure that belongs to the public. And that was there for a very specific reason, because of that frustration in that the AG's office for years was reporting on all of these problems that existed, the high levels of corruption or maladministration and so on, and people were just getting away with it, which is why there was that amendment to the Act to give the Auditor General additional powers. So my comment and contribution is to say that I think that in the role that we play as an oversight committee is to make sure that the AG's office uses those powers to the maximum benefit of government and to protect the resources that is there, with more focus on recovery apart from the just the reporting side of it. Because it's one thing reporting on where the problems are, Chair. It's another thing fixing those problems and making sure that people are held accountable. So I'm not sure where exactly in the document that should be fitted in, where I think that we should make some recommendations in the sense that the AG's office should be playing a more active role in ensuring that we recover funds that are actually lost through maladministration, wasteful expenditure, and so on, using the recent Act of Parliament that was passed that granted the AG those powers. So that's my contribution, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there no way here where is it stated that the work should as well be in full compliance of the Public Audit Act? As amended. No, there's that summation. I think I've seen, your document, Peter Paul, is moving fast, just trying to look into, it's an important matter. But though we don't need to isolate it from the full prescripts of that legislation, because your reference is on the MI processes, which are part of the amendment of that act. General may refer any suspected charities, material irregularity identified during an audit performance under the Act to a relevant public body for investigations. That it is, Honorable Hussein. Do you see that?
No, I agree with you there, Chair. That part is about the reporting part, you see, and referring to other arms of state for recovery. But remember that amendment that we passed recently in Parliament, where it gave the Auditor General the powers to issue those non-compliance certificates, failing which that individual in that particular entity can be held personally liable for it. So that one gives the AG's office the power to actually do the recovery herself, as opposed to just referring it to the Hawks or whatever. The reference to other arms of state, law enforcement authorities, and that part is fine. And I think it's covered here.
the part that I'm not seeing as well is where the AG's office has the powers to actually do the recovery themselves, to issue that compliance, non-compliance notice, and to say fix this or else you will have to pay yourself. That's the thing I'm referring to.
Chairperson, if I may come in.
There it is, as highlighted at the bottom. The Auditor General has the power to enforce by A, taking any appropriate remedial action, and two, which is B, issuing a certificate of debt as prescribed, where an accounting officer or accounting authority has failed to comply with remedial actions. Who was talking? Was it Honorable Matava?
Yes, Chair. I just wanted to direct you to the point that you just read now. It's fine, Chair. Thank you.
Okay.
Honorable, no, I'm happy, Chairperson. I agree with you.
Okay.
It's covered there sufficiently. I'm sorry, I didn't see that part.
No.
Thank you.
No problem.
It
somewhat sharpens all of us just to
have sure. talk
on those matters.
So, thank you, Chair. Thank you.
Honorable Hussein. Honorable Matafa.
Thank you, Chair. No, the hand was from earlier, and the intention for that was to accept the document as presented. From where I'm sitting and having read the document, it does indeed cover all the aspects of the constitutional mandate of the Office of the AG. And secondly, it complies fully with the directive from the House Chair, Honorable Florick. So I think we can be able to adopt the document and refer it back to him as per his directive. That was my point, Chairperson, to propose adoption of the report.
Thank you very much, Honorable Machaf and Honorable Hussein. Is there any supporting voice on the proposal?
Agreed, Chair.
That's agreed. Colleagues, can we then pass this? Thank you very much, Honorable Members, for your diligent outlook in looking into the document itself. And I would want to urge that we continue, because the basis of our approach into the accountability of the Office of the Auditor General would as well be based on those expected key performance areas as outlined in this document. Thank you very much, colleagues. Peter Paul, can you take us back into the agenda?
Yes, Chair.
That's right. And the draft job profile, and then consideration of committee minutes of the 19th of May, 27th of May, 16th of September. Can you flight then the minutes? We can look into the first page, as indicated, carries the names of those who are present, the apologies, and those who are absent with no apologies. Are you fine, colleagues, with that? Are we missing anyone? Maybe it is in this stage that we should highlight that Honorable Sepoasongwe is currently the ambassador and the High Commissioner. I might be lacking relevance on such in Lesotho. So he's a representative of the Republic of South Africa. So he was withdrawn from Parliament as she got the new position and was replaced has introduced this earlier in the meeting sufficiently. And we wish her well in her new position in the mountains of the kingdom of Lesotho. There is colleagues starting from the opening and welcome. Are there any things that you think that that Honorable Mlenzana?
No, Chair, just for the record, there I am registered as absent, but I was actually not invited into the meeting. The explanation was, I'm not sure whether there was a wrong number which I had or what. It linked to all the mishaps of me not even given details of whatever was happening in the committee. But it's for record.
So you was missing, you were missing in action.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was missing in action that time, if you will remember. I was literally out of touch. I don't know why.
Yeah, at times like that, when as we live in our own bundus, people continue attempting to get hold of us. And the problem is that at times our gadgets have no indication as to who has tried to touch us. I'm going to miss out through that kind of. I don't think it was intentional. You know it. You are an active member of the committee, and let's appreciate that you are raising it with full understanding of what is actually taking place. Thank you very much, Mlenzana. Next page.
Chairperson, are you there?
Okay. Next page. Honorable Matava.
No, Chair, I thought you had frozen because I see the page is not moving. So I thought maybe you were also cut off. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Mekota, you have your head out. Susu.
Yes.
Mamukota. Your hand is up. Okay. Peter Paul.
Chair.
Can you move the document up or we'll reach the end?
Yes, Chair. This is the main part, and then we come to the last point in the closure.
Okay. That's the last part of the document. Okay. Who proposes the adoption of the minute?
I do, Chair, Honorable Matafa.
Honorable Matafa,
the document is accepted. Yes, thank you.
There's a proposal for Honorable Matafa. He was present in the meeting, so he qualifies to do so. Honorable Hussein. Honorable Hussein.
Yes, Chair.
Were you part of the meeting?
Chair, if you don't Chair. Mind, just go to the first page. Yeah, I think I was here, Chair. I was here. I remember this one. I'm sure I was here. Yes, I was there. Yeah, no, I agree, Chair. Agree.
Yeah, okay. There was someone who was who was trying to call me.
No, I'm fine, Chair.
You're fine. Thank you very much. The minutes have been agreed to. The next copy of the minutes, Peter Paul. This is the copy of the minutes. 10 days by committee members. 9 virtual meeting platform. That is the other copy of minutes of the 27th of May. Mlenzana, where corner?
Chairperson?
Yes, were you missing?
I attended this one, Chair.
Attended this one, eh?
Yes.
You attended this meeting?
Yes. My name is supposed to be up there, yes.
You attended and you made contributions with the Honorable Mata, if I still remember, in the meeting. Let's make the amendments.
It's not said we'll make the amendment.
Okay. Let's get into the second page. Is there anything there, colleagues? I don't see anything for myself. Next page. Are there any amendments? Okay. Who proposes the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Mlenzana?
Yes, I move, Chair.
Honorable Mlenzana moves.
Honorable Chair.
I support, Chair.
Both Honorable Kota and Honorable Hossein agreed. Thank you. They last set of minutes, it's the 16th of September at Marx Building. Here we are. This is the meeting when it was a briefing meeting. Which we held at the time. The apologies cited there, the absentees are listed as well. The office of the AG was part of the meeting. That's right. Second page. Thank you. Last page. Yes, Peter Paul. Honorable Sonyane.
Yes, Chair.
Yeah, it's a proposal.
Yes, Chair, I support the minutes.
Propose the adoption of the minutes. Honorable Matar for seconds.
Seconded, Chair, yes.
Yeah. And then the chair on those. You see, in this this minute, colleagues, carries a briefing, which was a follow-up to what we received when we were at the office of the Auditor General. And by the legal unit or team where the matter of the and therefore the office of the AG was carrying that kind of a briefing exercise, and we dealt with that briefing in a satisfactory manner, and I will here because some of you were part of that meeting where we were briefed, and the opportunity to get the detail out of these minutes of what transpired as a finality of issues with relation to the Auditor General and the Office of the Auditor General in the matter which they made reference to ourselves at the time. And therefore the minute reflects indeed what was carried through on the day. So we adopt the minutes. And I hope that the members who were absent would continue to somewhat make a thorough outlook in as far as the matters concerned. As I was saying, there is one thing outstanding from the Office of the Auditor General, wherein we made an assignment to our content advisor and the researcher, together with the Office of both the DAG and the Auditor General, to bring to our attention a plan of action on the matters that are thought of having to receive our eye and they're finalized in the near future. So thank you very much, colleagues. That's the last minute that we are supposed to look into. Is there any other thing, Peter Paul?
Chair, with your permission, Chair, just a minute, and I don't mean to take members' time. Chair, I think I should start by, it's something that I should have communicated to you, but we did speak briefly about it, that the meeting of the 7th of October, just for members to note, it will be communicated officially that the House Chairperson and the Chief Whip have approved for the committee to sit virtually on next Friday, on the 7th, to get the briefing, which is an important one that we do annually, members will know, on the integrated annual report of AXA. So that meeting will be on Friday, the 7th, at a time that will be communicated, Chair. That's one important one. And Chair, on my side, it's simply to say this is officially my last meeting with the committee, and I really wish to thank the members, having worked with all of you, honorable members, for the past 3 years, for all the support and working together. I've learned a lot. Thank you very much, and I wish the committee well in its work. As the Chair said, at the moment, there isn't anyone who's officially assigned to take over from me. But in the interest of having the committee continue doing its work, I'll speak to the section and support them in making sure that the handover is smooth and the committee continues with its work as we forward the year. Thank you very much, Chair.
That's it, colleagues, from Mr. Peter Paul. He is making a commitment in that regard. Is there any member who wants to have a bite on that?
Yes, Chairperson.
Akhbare Matafa.
Thank you very much, Chair. Now, as you did, Chair, earlier in the meeting, let me also join you in congratulating Ntate Peter Paul for landing the master's admission in the UK and wish him well in his studies. And we hope that he will not be lost to the country as we have areas that require strategic thinking and resolution by those that have been learned in the particular space that he is in. So wish him well and hope that we will still cross paths in the future and he will come and contribute back to the country of Mzansi. Thank you very much, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Matafa. Honorable Hlonyane.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, we'd like to take this opportunity as well to say thank you very much to Peter Paul for everything that he has done for the committee. We appreciate him and we wish him luck. Please do come back home. Don't do those things of disappearing there in the land of that king. You must come back home and be able to give us all the skills that you have learned there. Thank you so much, Chair.
Thank you.
Otherwise, fighters will take you back.
Okay. Yes, Chair, we will.
Honorable Hussein. Honorable Hussein.
Sorry. I was sad to hear our friend is leaving us, so I was struggling to find the button. But Chair, just to express appreciation to Peter Paul, who has been a wonderful, wonderful guy to work with. Always you ask, he's always there to support us, and we are very grateful for all the work and support that he's given us. I really want to just say thank you very much for that. And I'm happy to hear that he's moving on and trying new things. So all the very best to him, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Honorable Members.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. I think you are taking your comments as part of our own expression, all of us. All the best, Peter Paul. Indeed, you still have time to enjoy your readings and get back to contribute in your country, therefore. We hope that you would indeed represent us well in the corners of the UK.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, that's right. I hope that you've taken note, colleagues, that next week, Friday, the AG would want to take us through on their annual report. As you would understand that when we get back from recess, various committees would be involved in tabling their BRRR for the consumption of the House and third term reports. And so we would prepare ourselves for such. Peter Paul, when they send to us the copies, it would be good to favor the members in good time so that they should as well have sight of what is coming out of their documentation.
Yes, Chair, no, we'll do that immediately. The report has been tabled, so we'll share it with the members just now.
That's right, please, because our content advisor was bemoaning that fact, speaking to him yesterday. So if it has been tabled, when was it tabled? When was
it? I think it's a couple of days. It was certainly this week, though. I remember getting a notification that.
Oh, during the week, eh? Yes. During the week, because they had to meet the end September deadline. Eh?
Yes, yes, Chair.
That's right. Okay, so we're ready as members to have that meeting on virtual. Though we're on recess, I would want to appeal to members so that we have a closure in as far as such items are concerned. Thank you very much, colleagues. That's my intention to keep you longer. Thanks a lot that you have made it. This is one of those times that we have shown our commitment into attending these kinds of meetings. And as well, I would want to appreciate the fact that Honorable Tlonyane made available comments, though she was doing it on her behalf or on behalf of her party as the Red Berets. He somewhat the contribution that she made represented us quite well at the time. It was the interview that she had with Kathy Mahlahlane sometime a week or so ago. Thank you very much, Honorable Tlonyane. The meeting
appreciated.
Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Peter.